Hello and welcome to We the People. I'm Gargi Rawat. Today on the show, we're discussing India's population problem and also all the politics around it. Now, we've known for quite a while that in a few years, India is going to overtake China as the most populated country in the world. And we need to take urgent steps to control this so as to provide a better quality of life and better facilities and development for all the citizens. Now, this week, yoga guru Baba Ramdev expressed concern over the rising population, and he suggested that people who have more than two children should have their voting rights snatched away and also not be eligible for any government benefits, a suggestion that many have described as draconian. But then just a day later, we have Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu appealing to the people in his state to have more children. He cited the declining birth-to-death ratio over the last decade in Andhra Pradesh. And then he even talks about other countries and issues that they're facing, like China and Japan, that have aging populations. So two very different views on this issue. So today on the show, we are going to talk about how to approach India's population problem, the politics around it, and also about this north and south divide that seems to have emerged when it comes to discussions around population and development issues. Now, joining us today on the show to talk about all these issues, we have Wajahat Habibullah, former civil servant and former chairperson of the National Minorities Commission, Deshratan Nigam, senior advocate and RSS member, Ghanshyam Tiwari, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party and from one of the most populous states, Uttar Pradesh, Sona Sharma, director programs, Population Foundation of India, and someone who's been working on these issues for decades now, and C. Kutumb Rao, vice chairman of the Andhra State Planning Board. Now, first, I would like to start with Baba Ramdev, who I spoke to earlier regarding the entire controversy that his remarks raised. Ramdev ji, your statement about having a two-child norm and snatching away the rights, voting rights of people who have children in excess of two has created a major controversy. People are calling it unconstitutional, draconian. Iske baare mein aapka kya kehna hai?
Dekhe, pehli baat to ye hai ki ना तो ये अनकॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल है, ना ये इमोरल है, और ना ये किसी प्रकार से किसी रिलीजन से जुड़ा हुआ है। हमारा देश पिछले 70 सालों में आबादी के लिहाज से कहाँ पहुँचा है, हम सोचे जरा। जब देश आज़ाद हुआ था तब लगभग 30 करोड़ की आबादी थी, और आज हम मात्र 70 सालों में 4 गुना हो गए। आने वाले 25-30 सालों में यदि हमने पॉपुलेशन कंट्रोल के लिए कोई पॉलिसी नहीं बनाई तो भारत की आबादी 250 करोड़ होगी। क्या 250 करोड़ की आबादी झेलने के लिए हमारा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, हमारे सड़कें, हमारे रेलवेज, हमारे स्कूल, हॉस्पिटल, कॉलेजेस, यूनिवर्सिटीज़, हमारा एग्रीकल्चर सिस्टम, हमारा जो है फूड प्रोडक्शन, उसके अकॉर्डिंग है अपने देश में? तो इसको कौन कहता है कि ये गैर संवैधानिक है, कौन कहता है ये सांप्रदायिक बात है? ये तो एक लॉजिकल बात है कि हम उतने बच्चे पैदा करें जितने बच्चों को हम अच्छी शिक्षा दे सकें, अच्छे संस्कार दे सकें, उनको अच्छा स्वास्थ्य दे सके, उनको रोजगार दे सके। अभी बेरोजगारों की संख्या कितनी बढ़ी हुई है, अभी भी जो है अशिक्षित लोगों की संख्या कितनी बढ़ी हुई है, अभी भी मलन्यूट्रिशन की कितनी बड़ी प्रॉब्लम है, अभी भी हमारी सड़कों पर जाम लगे रहते हैं, अभी भी अच्छे स्कूल, कॉलेज, हॉस्पिटल, यूनिवर्सिटीज अपने देश में नहीं है, जितने हैं उनका इंतजाम नहीं है। तो एक आने वाले 50-60-70 सालों के बारे में हम क्यों ना सोचें? मुझे इस देश के अंदर आने वाले 50-70 साल तक रहना है, और इसलिए मैं सोचता हूँ कि मेरा देश ऐसा हो जिसका प्रत्येक नागरिक यह सम्मान के साथ, स्वाभिमान के साथ, समृद्धि के साथ, माने प्रॉस्पेरिटी के साथ, रेस्पेक्ट के साथ, प्राइड के साथ जी सके। मैं ऐसा भारत देखना चाहता हूँ। इसमें गलत क्या है? आप तो एक बहुत ही संवेदनशील, जागरूक पत्रकार हैं।
All right, you say this is not connected to any religion, kisi dharm se juda hua nahi hai, but we've seen very often when statements are made by members of the BJP, by members of the right wing, very often there is this very anti-Muslim sentiment that creeps in. There's a, you know, some sort of agitation also created about Muslims, you know, the population increasing. What would you say to that?
देखिए, पहली बात तो यह है कि स्वामी रामदेव ना कोई पॉलिटिकल पर्सन है, ना मैं कोई पॉलिटिकल पार्टी हूँ, ना मैं किसी पॉलिटिकल पार्टी के को सपोर्ट करने वाला या अपोज करने वाला, ना किसी पॉलिटिकल पार्टी का मैं मेंबर हूँ। मैं इस देश का एक जागरूक नागरिक हूँ और आप भी एक गार्गी जी एक जागरूक पत्रकार होने के नाते जब विचार करते हैं तो इस निष्कर्ष पर पहुँचेंगे। और इस देश का मुझे आप एक भी पढ़ा लिखा आदमी, बहुत संवेदनशील आदमी, जो लोगों ने 20-30 साल पहले पैदा कर लिए उनको छोड़ दीजिए, इस समय कोई भी समझदार आदमी जो थोड़ा पढ़ा लिखा है, 2-3 बच्चों से ज़्यादा कौन पैदा कर रहा है, एक का नाम बता दो मुझे, आप एक का नाम बता दो, कोई आप जुडिशियली का आदमी बता दो, कोई मीडिया का आदमी बता दो, कोई आप मुझे पॉलिटिकल आदमी बता दो, कोई आप अपने देश का कोई जो सेलिब्रिटी बता दो, कोई एक आदमी का नाम मुझे बता दो जो मेरी बात से असहमत हो, फिर आप ये कैसे कह सकते हैं?
All right, just a day after you made your statement, then we have had Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, in fact, talking about how he wants people in his state to have more children. उनका कहना था 2 से ज्यादा बच्चे होने चाहिए थे, उनका concerns था about workforce, aging population as well. Do you think there's a north-south divide also that is emerging in this entire issue? When you know, in the south we've seen a better development, more education, and they've managed to bring the birth rate down. So don't you think we should implement these policies and push them in the north?
देखिए, ये तो बात सही है कि इलिटरेसी, पावर्टी, ये दो बड़े कारण हैं ज्यादा जनसंख्या होने के, और एक कुछ लोगों के अंदर एक जुनून पैदा किया जाता है, मजहब का अफीम पिलाया जाता है लोगों को कि तुम ज्यादा बच्चे पैदा करोगे तो तुम देश के ऊपर राज करोगे, तुम्हारे वोट इतने हो जाएंगे। ज्यादा बच्चे राज नहीं करते हैं, ज्यादा बच्चे होने से वोट के राइट भी उनको मिल जाते हैं, तो भी वो किसी अपने रहनुमा को चुन लेते हैं, लेकिन उनकी जिंदगी की हालत और बदतर होती चली जाती है। इसलिए मात्र वोट देने से आपकी जिंदगी अच्छी नहीं हो जाएगी, आपके लिविंग स्टैंडर्ड्स यदि हाई होंगे तब आपकी जिंदगी सुखी होगी। तो लिविंग स्टैंडर्ड्स हम अपने हाई बनाए ना, पॉपुलेशन को जो है इस बेहताशा बढ़ाने से हम जाएंगे कहां?
ऑल राइट, फिर भी रामदेव जी, जो आपकी टू चाइल्ड पॉलिसी एंड स्नैचिंग अवे वोटिंग राइट्स, पीपल आर फाइंडिंग दिस एक्सट्रीमली हार्श, बहुत सख्त है जो आप सजेस्ट कर रहे हैं। कुछ लोग बात कर रहे हैं संजय गांधी की, और इमरजेंसी के टाइम में उन्होंने जिस तरह का पॉपुलेशन कंट्रोल मेजर्स उठाए थे उस समय का, डोंट यू थिंक यू नो वी शुड हैव ऑल्टरनेट अप्रोचेज? अगेन आई एम सेइंग, शुड वी फोकस ऑन डेवलपमेंट, एजुकेशन, रादर देन फोर्सिंग अ टू चाइल्ड पॉलिसी?
देखिए, मैं किसी की भी हिंसा करने के खिलाफ हूँ, लेकिन एक सोच विकसित करने के लिए, मान लीजिए जिसको ये होश ही नहीं है कि बच्चा पैदा करने का मतलब क्या है, जिसको ये पता ही नहीं है कि बच्चा पैदा करने के बाद उसके हेल्थ, उसके एजुकेशन, उसके फ्यूचर, उसके कैरियर, उसके प्रॉस्पेरिटी, उसके लाइफ की सक्सेस, उसके प्राइड के बारे में भी सोच रहा है, जो ऐसा नहीं सोच सकता उसको मैंने कहा न तो उनको इलेक्शन लड़ने का राइट होना चाहिए, न वोट का राइट होना चाहिए। कुछ तो आप दंडित करेंगे किस रूप में, उनको जो भी सरकारी सुविधाएं उनसे वंचित कर देना चाहिए। इतनी बात कहने से क्या आफत आ गई? तो इससे तो लोगों को एक ध्यान में आएगा कि भाई हम एक देश के जिम्मेदार नागरिक हैं, खाली बच्चे पैदा कर देने मात्र को ये देशभक्ति नहीं है, ना कोई ये धर्म है, ना कोई मजहब है, आदमी को जो है विवेकशील होना चाहिए, हर एक फील्ड में आदमी को साइंटिफिक टेम्परामेंट रखना चाहिए। मैं तो उसी की बात की जो हमारा संविधान कहता है।
All right, well, that was Baba Ramdev talking about the statement that he made, and also, as you heard, supporting it and saying that he thinks this is the need of the hour given India's population. But Sona Sharma, somebody who's worked so extensively on issues around population control, what would you say? Do we need such strict measures, and also this issue of North and South?
Not at all. I mean, it would be disastrous if we have something like this, something like a two-child policy implemented. While Baba Ramdev mentioned that it is not immoral, it is certainly insensitive, it is certainly discriminatory, it discriminates against women, it discriminates against the young people, it is also ineffective. So what is the point of doing something like this, putting into force a policy which will eventually not help you achieve what you're
doing. And discriminates against the poor and marginalized and rural communities.
Yes, because who are the people who have larger families? It is the rural and the marginalized and the lower socioeconomic class, those who are illiterate. They are the ones who have larger families, not because they want larger families. It's mostly because they're not able to access contraceptive services. They're not able to access family planning services. They don't have the right access to information. So if you're not providing all this to them and then forcing a two-child policy, a coercive measure, to get them
and threatening
to,
them with taking away various rights.
Absolutely. So then and that's not fair at all. It is discriminatory. So
and we've had a two-child policy in some of our states regarding whether you're eligible to contest for municipality or panchayat elections. And what has the impact of that been? Because that's been around for some time. And I was reading that it has led to sometimes men deserting their wives, a lot of sex selection, unsafe abortions. You could tell us a bit about that.
Sure. There was a five-state study done after that the two-child policy was implemented in some of the states. And what was found was the people who suffered the most, it was basically 40% women who weren't able to contest the elections because they had more than two children. Mm. So it impacted women. There were cases of men abandoning their wives because they had more than three children, so they kind of disowned them completely. There were also cases of putting their child up for adoption. So, just basically denying the fact that they have more than two children. So it really didn't take the states anywhere. And I think what is really required is to analyze what and where is this is the population growth coming from. We really need to understand it is not the lack of knowledge or lack of information really that is creating this kind of a growth rate. It is basically the fact that they have been
access.
No, they have been the in the past decades because the population the total fertility rate, the growth rate was very high. Now you have a large cohort of people who are in the reproductive age, and if this cohort of people, even if they have just one child each, the numbers will still increase exponentially. So the solution really is not about having policies like this. The solution is about understanding what is really needed. We need to delay the age at marriage. We need to delay the age at the first childbirth. And we need to space adequately to births. So
all right. Maybe as Baba Ramdev has said, recognize people who choose not to get married and have children. He wanted some sort of recognition for that Chetan, I'd like to come to you. What would your response be to the suggestion that Baba Ramdev made that we need a very really strictly enforce this two-child policy?
See, there is a recognition of the fact that the population needs to be controlled. It's growing. It's growing in a dangerous proportion. Now, the ideal fertility rate, which is 2.1,
yes,
where the number of deaths matches the number of births. So that's a replacement. The Hindu population in 2015-16, according to the National Family Health Survey, has stabilized as 2.1%. Muslim population is also declining, but the rate, fertility rate is 2.6%. So there is a community divide as well. And North-South divide, as you also talked about, is also there because
the Muslim population is still there, a minority in the country. So
it has to stabilize at 2.1%.
Sure.
So it's declining.
Those efforts need to be made.
I'm not saying it's not declining. It's from 29% growth, decadal growth, it has come to 24%. So that is also declining. So community leadership has to be involved here. I do not believe in coercive steps. You require to come it from within. You know, you have limited resources, you have limited water supply. Those are the dangerous points that are flashing before us. So what you need to do is, as rightly pointed out, access to modern contraceptives in the rural population and villages is one of the important things. You need to stop infiltration, which is coming from outside, which is also increasing our population. That's one of the important reasons in the border areas, the population is exploding because of this, and that infiltration has to be stopped.
BJP and, so that infiltration has to be stopped. This issue, but I don't know how much that is contributing.
It is.
To
it is in the border areas. It is a grave and sensitive issue also out there, relating, giving rise to law and order problems as well. So what you need to have a, you know, concerted policy where education, awareness and access to various family planning, you know, incentives and the facilities have to be made available, and some kind of a disincentive, I'm not saying to the extent of Baba Ramdev, but some kind of a disincentive to be given to the people who are having more than two children, you know, especially now onwards. You know, there you need to stabilize the population.
So what I asked Ramdev as well about, why is it that often the rhetoric that comes around when you have politicians speaking on the issue of population control, especially from the BJP, from the right wing, it often becomes a very anti-Muslim. They take that very anti-Muslim line. You've had, you know, BJP MP Sakshi Maharaj talking about how Hindu women should produce for children to protect. And RSS leader in 2016 said that, you know, Hindu community should have 10 children,
see,
so too they can vote for Narendra Modi.
They,
so these kind of
so what they said
don't
in a
help.
Rhetorical manner, I told you in a sophisticated manner. That's the only difference. I told you about 2.6% of that rate that has to stabilize at 2.1%.
We need to reduce the rates overall, not talk about Hindus having more children.
No, policy has to concentrate on communities and regions. Then only you will be. You cannot have an overall policy. It has to be region specific, it has to be community specific. There are communities whose growth rate is less than 2, who are not in the replacement. You have to also ensure that they also stabilize at 2%. I'm not talking about only about Muslims. There are like Parsis. Look at the, you know, fertility rate of Parsis. They are on the verge of extinction. So that has to also be to be stabilized so that you are at the that replacement level is maintained. This is nothing to do with religion. This is has to do with India.
All right, well, Wajahat Habibullah, often, as I was asking Mr. Deshratan, and I did ask Ramdev as well, often you see this rhetoric does come out to be very anti-Muslim, and this sort of alarmist approach that, you know, the Muslim population is increasing, it's exploding, and Hindu population is slowing down, and it's going to lead to some sort of disbalance.
Well, these, you know, pure statistics will show how silly these arguments are. Ms. Sharma has mentioned, at the level of poverty, the birth rates tend to be higher. Unfortunately, among the Muslim community in India, the poverty levels are higher than among the Hindu community. It's something sad, but it is also, as has been mentioned, that is also improving, and hopefully the population will also stabilize in that way. But I am afraid I have a different opinion to what has been stated here. I don't think that our population is indeed a problem, because we are unable to provide the basic services to them. Therefore, we say that there should not be population. I feel I'm proud to be an Indian, because everywhere that Indians have gone, they have excelled. They are certainly the American medical services depend on Indians. Their hotel services depend on Indians. The city of Dubai was built by Indians. It is kept alive by Indians. Here you see all these young people sitting in front of you. These are the Indians of the future. Why do we think that there are too many of them?
We've not been able to tap this workforce, the young India, you know,
This is our greatest, India's greatest asset is our people.
These are privileged
class. Well, you leave aside the privileged people, there are people who are not so privileged, who are also outstanding. They're coming into the civil services. I've been director of the academy, I've seen them. They're coming to the civil service, and we discussed this in an earlier session here, where, you know, children of people whose fathers may have been peons or police constables or JCOs in the army, they're coming in and then enjoying the highest services. This is all happening in this country. The country is growing.
But we've not been
dynamic.
Able to provide jobs. And recently, had thousands of graduates applying for 13 greater positions in Bombay.
The answer lies, in our investing more in facilities to educate and provide health to our children. Because, you know, our country has the highest rates of malnutrition in the world. Highest rates, not only numbers, of course they'll be higher because we are large in number, but the highest rates of malnutrition, they're not properly fed. Are we too
but
poor?
But this again is the population problem, because
we're
not being able to provide
to
for the population that we already have, for the people that we already have.
We're not too poor to feed them. We've got surplus stocks lying in our godowns.
That is surplus that not so? For emergencies. And please understand.
No, but why can't you distribute them? If you got then, them, if then, you got them piling up.
Any nation look, that I has mean, to survive
we've
has to.
We dealt with this in
has
government.
To have a,
we've
know,
dealt
stock.
With this in government. The government has this problem of surplus stocks. In our go down, in the FCI go downs, this has been debated repeatedly in the government, including by this government, as to how to distribute these stocks among people who are now suffering from malnutrition, because that would be equitable distribution of wealth. That is what requires to be done. And not saying that now you get rid of the people.
Nobody. But we think we need to control our population. But I'd like to go across to Mr. Rao
so all
now
these
about
all these are privileged young people.
What Mr. Chandrababu Naidu said. I mean, it's you know, a day after Ramdev said what he said, and then you have Mr. Naidu actually appealing to the people, and you know, raising this alarmist issue about China and Japan and aging populations there. And he says, you know, people are not having children, people are not getting married, every person should have at least one child. So it seems he's something he's obviously very, very concerned about.
No, it's not that Mr. Naidu has spoken just after Mr. Ramdevji has spoken.
No, sure. In fact, I'm just saying it was the juxtaposition of one statement and then the other statement
been,
so
no,
different.
Our Honorable Chief Minister has been stating this fact right from 2014-15 onwards.
Yes, he's mentioned
because
it before.
Because I am part
also.
Of the Planning Board as Vice Chairman, we have made a detailed study also. There are two sides of the coin in this population problem in the country. First, you need to realize the underlying trends. We call ourselves a young nation, but we are going to be a young nation for the shortest period ever, because we are going to be an aging nation by 2040 itself. The demographic dividend which we think we are going to enjoy is going to last for only 22 years, which is an extremely short period. Therefore, there is no need to suppress population or go for population control. I will give you one example,
okay,
which is a remarkable example. Encouraging people to have more children has changed the picture of the gender equality in Andhra Pradesh. In fact, out of the 13 districts after the new state was formed in 2014, except for one district, in all other districts, more number of men were there compared to women. Now, 6 districts have more women than men. Imagine the dramatic change which has happened, and that gender change is bringing about gender equality also. It is reflected in economy also, where self-help groups in Andhra Pradesh, overall the women power in Andhra Pradesh has grown significantly. If this is one part of the story, second part of the story is the bad, irrational, unscientific financial devolution policies adopted by the governments at the center. If you are taking 1971 census, in 1971, I will take one sample, Bimaru states, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, these states. Their population was 57% more than southern states. When 2011 census came, it has become double.
Yes.
It has become double. Instead of 57%, it has become double. Now, what has happened? Southern states have implemented the population control programs, which were the most publicized at that time, saying that our nation is cannot feed more number of people who are going to be born in the next few decades. Therefore, we need to control it. And all the southern states have controlled. And everybody knows TFR is down.
So hence but I'm saying this north-south divide, the concerns that you have raised about aging population and, you know, all the changes that you talked about, it is because the southern states, yes, have been very successful in implementing these policies. And so you're saying that now there's a fear that you're being punished for actually being very good. You've actually
yes.
done very well over the decades.
Yes, we are being punished.
Since 71, the populations have come down.
No, because I'll tell you, why I gave you this example of 57% in 1971 and in 2011, 100%. What is happening now? Since southern states have controlled their populations, now when I go for devolution and you are taking 2011 census as the criteria for devolution of funds, you have given in the TOR terms of reference to the Finance Commission, 15th Finance Commission, that you need to take 2011. Now I'll tell you, if you take 2011 and 1971 in comparison, approximately Andhra Pradesh will lose 24,000 crores. Tamil Nadu will lose 22,000 crores.
Right, so this was much talked about, and the southern states even held meetings, and you had
yes.
chief ministers and leaders all talking about.
When the 15th Finance Commission chairman N.K. Singhji came to Amravati also, we have explained in detail, he has understood it. We told him in clarity also, we are not against the higher population in Uttar Pradesh or say Bihar or in the northern states. But we say southern states need to be rewarded for going
but
for
can,
the
But they
country.
Can also help the northern brothers who have not done so well and
no,
perhaps
weaker,
need more
no, no,
resources.
Always strong states should support weaker states. We are for
yes.
it. Even on financial front, we are for it. But just for that reason, you cannot punish the states which have performed extremely well, going by the policy which was spread by the nation. Who asked any state, if you ask from early 80s to early 2000s also, did central government at any point of say encouraged population? It said you reduce population.
Yes.
You implement population policies. You control your populations. Today I'll tell you one thing. The rate in Andhra Pradesh has gone in 4 years from 1.6 to 1.8. In fact, we want the cross to replacement rate also. Otherwise, we ourselves are fearing.
So here you
knows,
have a state that's actually pushing to increase the fertility rate and actually have
we want to
more
push
children.
It.
Therefore, it has to be state-specific policies.
Well, yes,
but
that
one,
brings
one,
me...
One,
yes.
This thing, just doubt I had from Deshnaji when he was saying at the borders. I am telling the increase of population by influx of people at the borders is minuscule.
Of
it's minuscule.
Yes, sir, I think it is.
And in fact, if you want to increase the population there also, you are encouraging in an indirect manner by the new bills which you are bringing about in NPR or citizenship bill, where there are again irrationalities and
unscientific
reasons.
Who come from,
that's a debate we can always.
Of
you
course,
know,
that is going to be
into,
a separate
and
debate.
I, can,
but
I have very sound reasons for justifying
after you know. Talking about Andhra Pradesh concerns that brings us to Uttar Pradesh and Ghanshyam Tiwari, and UP is one of the states. So UP and Bihar are the two states when we talk about this population problem and not being able to implement the schemes. The South could do it. Why can't we do it in our northern states?
Well, there's a fact and then there's propaganda. Let's first focus on fact. India has 2.45% of global land mass. We have 16.7% of global population. Our population growth decade after decade has been very high, and after everything that we have tried and failed, we agree that one, that poor are more likely to have more children; two, population growth in any way is an outcome rather than a problem in itself. It's an outcome of early marriage. It's an outcome of infant mortality, high infant mortality, poor institutional deliveries, high maternal mortalities, and a lot of social economic conditions. So there is a global thinking, there is a national policy, but one has to act locally. That's the first fundamental, I believe, with respect to population. Second, when you look at two aspects of propaganda that I grew up in the South. My dad served the Air Force. I was born in Secunderabad. I believe there are two aspects of propaganda that politicians must take clear of. One is the religious propaganda, saying that people coming from outside are increasing our population. A certain religion has higher is increasing, and we are fighting a 500-year war. That 500 years later, a certain religion will be more than the number of people who are majority in this country. All this is bogus. The war is about today. Can we reform our economic situation so that the population growth reduces among the poor, so that there are better living conditions, so that it reduces. The second part of this propaganda is this whole North-South thing that I hear about. If southern states, for example, I am a southerner by training, if southern states were so effective, there has been national policy that there should be no corruption. The election expenditure should be low, so very low. Look at the election expenses in southern states. The election expenses.
But here we're talking about policies,
so I'm saying,
in terms of
literacy. I'm saying this is an argument of convenience. Policies,
and bringing, but facts remain that the southern states have brought down the TFR, the fertility rate.
They have picked up facts that suit them. As I said,
and the populations have gone down vis-a-vis northern states, Uttar Pradesh.
Yeah,
that's one way to interpret data. But when
rupees.
You interpret data, let me complete.
No.
When you interpret data on socio-economic parameters, wherever there are more poor in the country, that is where you have the problem of population. Right. And poor are not looking at state boundaries. That I am poor, but I am in Bihar, I am Uttar Pradesh, so I am entitled to the failure of population control in the state rather than success of population control in southern states. I think the issue has to be recognized with respect to poverty and across the country. If you look at, let's look at some of the symptoms of it. Southern states have better medical facilities than the northern states. obviously it will have an implication on this. Southern states are today more urban than northern states. Obviously, it will have an implication on it. So let us not jump onto one bandwagon. My point is simple.
Sure.
We cannot jump onto one bandwagon that southern states are being penalized by the Finance Commission. The Finance Commission parameters have not changed vis-a-vis population. And even with the 1971 benchmark, it was clear that it will change at some point in time. You cannot say that this data now suits us, so don't change this data. I think that's an argument of convenience. This whole population policy should not be looked at from the point of your Finance Commission. It has to be looked at from the point of economics of the issue and the way we have to change the poverty and life around poverty so that this automatically reduces.
All right. And one of the issues that we are seeing is a lot of migration also out of UP and Bihar to various other states where they may not have as strong a workforce and all.
Today
and that also.
Today, Tamil Nadu is hiring Bengali teachers because Tamil Nadu is short of teachers.
And then workers as well.
In other places, you will find Bengali teachers.
But Tamils are teaching in United States of
America. Well, Sona Sharma, you've heard what the various, what we've been talking about, the state issues and also whether it needs to be more region specific. Also, what Mr. Habibullah said about how he doesn't see this as a problem at all and we should be able to harness this young population that we have.
Absolutely. So, 2 points. One, I would request that we try and get rid of the word control. When we say population control, it is a very definitely a top-down approach. What we are trying to do is stabilize the population.
Correct.
So I think the word stabilize rather than control is a better word to use. The second point is even the states that have achieved replacement level fertility, we need to go down to the districts. Because there are still districts even within those states where the fertility is higher. So, the need, I think, is really to not look at north-south divide and things like that. We need to focus on the higher fertility.
I think that came up because of Mr. Chandrababu Naidu's very heartfelt plea about increasing population in the state. He said people should have more children, have more than 3 children, have 4 children, and he'll do away with that, the two-child norm for panchayat elections.
So I think,
or local body elections.
The very basic thing is that there need to be reproductive rights to people, right? Let them decide. Let a couple decide whether they want to, whether, when, and how many children they want to have. The state or the country is no one to decide for them.
Exactly.
All we can do is to ensure that they get the right kind of services, that they know the benefits of spacing their children, of not having children too early. And once they have the services available, the wanted fertility, which is the average number of children that a woman would want in her reproductive age, is 1.8. So it's not as if even in rural areas, women want more children.
Yes.
I just wanted to make one quick point. If you just look at one set of interventions, for example, education. A lot of girls in our country do not pass class 10th and 12th. In fact, the majority. Right? If you just change that one parameter, you will delay the age of marriage. That will shift the goalpost with this respect to this. Similarly, participation of women in the workforce, making cities and villages safer for that one thing. So there are many ways to tackle this problem. The moment politicians write this, I say this as a politician, right? We dismiss the foundational work that somebody like Population Foundation of India has done in this, and we neglect the expertise and say that what's the popular thing to say in this particular space, and we go on to say that. Just changing
education. I'm very glad to hear, Ghanshyam Tiwari. Hopefully at some point you'll be in a position to actually do something in Uttar Pradesh, vis-a-vis all these issues that we're talking about.
I need to raise a very important point. When you hear certain political leaders, trying to compete, you need a proper population policy. We don't want a religious competition here. Please understand. And once it is the rhetoric comes in, then the competition probably may come in. So you need to put in place a proper policy to stabilize the population. It may be locally specific. You may also have various other factors, as Ghanshyam pointed out, the various other people have pointed out. But you need to have a proper policy in place to stabilize the population.
All right. Well, I did speak to an MP, Ganesh Singh from Madhya Pradesh, in August. 125 MPs actually went and met the president to talk and appeal to him. And they had a signed request in which they demanded that a two-child norm be brought in the country. And Mr. Ganesh Singh, why did you feel the need that you had to go to the president for a petition like this?
नहीं देखिए, बढ़ती हुई जनसंख्या के सवाल को लेकर के हमारे संसद के उसमें सैकड़ों ऐसे सांसद थे जिनकी एक ही चिंता थी कि ये जनसंख्या पर कैसे नियंत्रण किया जाए, और उस विषय को लेकर के हम लोगों ने हस्ताक्षर करके राष्ट्रपति जी को एक ज्ञापन दे करके आए थे, और राष्ट्रपति जी ने भी उस पर चिंता जाहिर की थी। उन्होंने कहा था नहीं, सरकार को इस पर विचार करना चाहिए। और ये देखिए, आज सबसे बड़ी समस्या बढ़ती हुई जनसंख्या है, संसाधन कम हो रहे हैं, जमीन कम हो रही है, पॉपुलेशन बढ़ती जा रही है, तो स्वाभाविक है जो परिवार पहले बहुत सुखी होते थे, आज अधिक बच्चे होने के कारण आज उन परिवारों में गरीबी आ गई, आज उनका ठीक ढंग से पालन पोषण नहीं हो पा रहा, ठीक ढंग से पढ़ाई लिखाई नहीं हो पा रही, ठीक ढंग से उनको हम देख रेख नहीं कर पा रहे। तो कहीं ना कहीं ये तो है कि जनसंख्या पर नियंत्रण हो। अब सवाल यह है कि दो बच्चे हों कि तीन बच्चे हों, यह विषय तो समाज के स्वीकारोक्ति का है, समाज कैसा उसको स्वीकार करता है या नहीं करता। लेकिन ये बात सही है कि अब बेटा बेटी में कोई फर्क भी नहीं है। पहले तो हमने देखा है कि बेटा अगर उसका जन्म नहीं हुआ तो उसके इंतजार में कई बेटियां हो जाती थी, लेकिन लेकिन अब ऐसी स्थिति नहीं है, अब बराबरी आ रही है, समाज जागरूक हो रहा है। लेकिन ये भी सही है कि हमें देखना चाहिए कि जिन वर्गों में अभी इस तरह की अवेयरनेस नहीं आई, जागरूकता नहीं आई, उन वर्गों के बीच में मोटिवेशन का काम करना चाहिए।
और गणेश सिंह जी, अब अक्सर देखा जाता है कि आपके जो बीजेपी के मेंबर्स हैं, व्हेन दे टॉक अबाउट पॉपुलेशन अगेन इट बिकम्स वेरी एंटी मुस्लिम, यू टेंड टू फोकस ऑन द इंक्रीजिंग पॉपुलेशन इन द मुस्लिम्स एंड द बर्थ रेट इन द मुस्लिम्स, एंड यू नो, सो व्हाट अबाउट दैट, डोंट यू थिंक दैट्स इररिस्पॉन्सिबल?
देखिए बिल्कुल गलत है, हमारा किसी धर्म, हमें इसमें कोई धर्म का विषय नहीं है, और इसके अगर कोई इसको उससे जोड़ता है एकदम गलत है। ये धर्म का विषय बिल्कुल नहीं हो सकता। इस देश में रहने वाला हर नागरिक कोई न कोई धर्म और जाति में जरूर पैदा हुआ है, लेकिन पहले वो भारतीय है, और भारत की समस्या जो है, हमारे देश की जो समस्या है, बढ़ती हुई जनसंख्या है, इस बात से कोई नकार नहीं सकता।
Alright, but again, why go to the president? It's not like the president can really do anything. Why wouldn't you make more of an effort through parliament, pushing policies better, medical care for women, more awareness, instead of 125 MPs are going to the president or taking this petition to the president?
देखिए, संसद में बहस जब भी हुई है, जिन जिन विषयों पर बहस होती है, अंत में जब मामला संसाधन का आता है तो जनसंख्या का बढ़ता हुआ जो असर है उसका भी चर्चा वहां होती है, इसमें कोई दो राय नहीं, सरकार के भी ध्यान में है। लेकिन ये बात सही है कि इसमें जब तक कंसेंसस नहीं होगा, सभी देश के राजनीतिक दलों को इस पर विचार करना चाहिए, सबको इसमें आम सहमति बनानी चाहिए, इसमें तमाम जो सामाजिक क्षेत्रों में काम करने वाले अन्य संगठन हैं उनको भी इस पर है, जो जिन्होंने बहुत बड़े बड़े अध्ययन कर रखे हैं इस विषय को लेकर के, तो इस विषय को एक समग्र विषय मान करके, देश की एक बहुत बड़ी समस्या को ध्यान में रख करके इस विषय पर विचार करने की जरूरत है। ऐसा हम सांसदों ने राष्ट्रपति जी को ज्ञापन दे करके देश को ध्यान में लाने का कोशिश किया था।
और आप अपने लेवल पे क्या कर रहे हैं, अपने कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी में, अपने लोकैलिटी में इस बारे में क्या कर रहे हैं?
नहीं देखिए, अभी तो मैंने कहा ना कि ये तो पूरे देश के पैमाने पर विचार किया जा सकता है, कोई पर्टिकुलर एक क्षेत्र में, एक जिले में, एक राज्य में संभव नहीं है। और ये पूरा जब तक हम सारे इसको एक देश के पैमाने पर विचार नहीं करेंगे, तब तक इसमें कोई रास्ता, मैं समझता हूँ कि एक छोटे से हिस्से में काम करके कोई वो बड़ा काम नहीं हो पाए।
All right, well, that was Mr. Singh, Ganesh Singh, who went along with 125 MPs. Well, not all of them went, but they took a proposal to the president, again pushing this two-child policy, asking the president, beseeching him that, you know, do something and tell the government.
I have a point about
government.
Going
yes.
to the president. You know, we have seen a lot of presidential references being made to the Supreme Court, where on the advice of the Council of Ministers, presidential references made. Kerala Education Bill was one of the important. Here, you know, whether this step would be constitutional or not is a very important issue, whether it encroaches the fundamental rights or not, because fundamental rights come with reasonable restrictions as well. So therefore, when you go to the president, probably these 125 MPs had in mind a possibility of a presidential reference to the Supreme Court to look into all those questions, whether such kind of policy can come or not come.
All right, well, I'd like to get in.
Some more underlying trends we are missing in this also, I'm telling
yes.
you. Because in the migration which is happening from north to south, the sporadic incidents which have happened, like one murder in Kerala or a rape incident in Gujarat, the migration is becoming a big problem. Because once those incidents have happened, we have seen the flood of people moving away from their workplaces in either Kerala or even in Bengaluru or even in from Gujarat also to their home places. When you are, if you are ignoring the divide between North and South in this, it is at our own peril, I am telling you, because North will not come closer to the replacement rate and South will age faster as quickly as by 2050.
But are you generalizing? You're talking about crime, you know, instances of crime increasing and you're linking it to migration.
The problems that accompany with the migration, because I will tell you, highest wages are there in South India for unskilled labor. Therefore, what is happening? People from East, Northeast, Bihar and other places come to South for the jobs, which is giving heartburn to the localites again. And as and when it becomes seasonal, and even one small incident happens, it's creating a big noise also. Because if these small things are ignored at current levels, they will emerge into bigger
problems.
I think
Ghanshyam wants to reply to that.
I think as somebody who lived in 10-12 states, I think there should be a national effort, national initiative to ensure that people, we have a lot of youngsters here, that people are able to crisscross the country and know about different states. Right? That is actually the response to that, sir, is that people actually getting experiences from people from different states, so that there are no stereotypes built, there's no animosity, we are one country. The more we experience one another,
and
one another
should
culture.
Should be able to cross
In fact, the objective of setting up zonal cultural centers, which have been set up all over the country, that in fact was the objective of those zonal cultural
same
centers.
Same with All India Services.
Yeah. And All India Services, of course, is one aspect, but that's only very few people. The zonal cultural centers were expected to propagate our diverse cultures in different parts of the country. They have not been used. That's why I say that these facilities which exist in our country, but they must all be made accessible to the young people instead of saying that it shouldn't be. I can't reconcile with this idea that I want to say that I am very proud of being an Indian, and then I go on saying that, well, there are too many Indians. Get rid of them.
We're saying that we have to have policies in place to reduce. Let's just talk to some more people here. प्रॉब्लम की और जैसे आपने सुना बाबा रामदेव का कहना था कि पॉलिसी होनी चाहिए सिर्फ दो बच्चे हर जन का होना चाहिए, अगर ज्यादा हो गए तो उनसे वोटिंग राइट्स छीन लिए जाने चाहिए, इसके बारे में आपका क्या राय है?
ये जनता का समाज को जागरूक करके और एजुकेटेड करके रुका जा सकता है, पॉलिटिकल दबाव देकर नहीं रुक सकता है, क्योंकि पहले भी रुका गया था फैमिली प्लानिंग करके
जी,
जबकि नहीं रुक सका। अभी वो बोले कि 20 साल पहले की बात छोड़िए, अभी तो हर लोग चाहते हैं कि दो बच्चे हो।
आपके कितने बच्चे हैं?
हमारे तो चार बच्चे हैं।
अच्छा।
जो कि उनके अनुसार 20 साल बोले, हमारे 25 और 35 साल पहले हुए
जी।
ये नहीं है उसमें फॉल करेंगे।
हाँ, ऑफ कोर्स ही वुडंट फॉल इन दैट, बट तो आगे जाके आपको लगता है कि ये खुद अवेयरनेस
परेशानी है
जी,
परेशानी है, क्योंकि बच्चों का सही लालन पालन या शिक्षा और अंत में पारिवारिक कला, तीनों का सामना करना पड़ता है
जी,
बच्चे ज्यादा होने पर।
अच्छा, और आपका क्या कहना है इस इशू पे, जैसे रामदेव कह रहे हैं कि ये सिर्फ दो बच्चे होने चाहिए?
जिनको बच्चे पहले हो चुके हैं वो तो उसको, उन बच्चों को उनके इलेक्शन में वोट देने के लिए तो मारेगा नहीं
जी।
जो जिनको बच्चे नहीं हुए हैं उनको कंट्रोल किया जा सकता, उनको शिक्षित किया जा सकता, समझाया जा सकता इस विषय पर, जागरूक करके, ताकि जो है अब से ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए, आप लोग जो है इधर जागरूक हो जाइए, इससे बहुत प्रॉब्लम हो रही है।
और आपके कितने बच्चे हैं?
चार बच्चे हैं।
आपके भी चार बच्चे
जी,
हैं जी।
तो कपड़े की समस्या होती है, कापी किताब देने की समस्या होती है, शिक्षा ढंग से नहीं दे पाते हैं उनको, रहने सोने बैठने की जगह नहीं मिल पाती है,
तरह तरह के का भी सामना करना पड़ता है।
अच्छा, सो ऑल राइट, सो यू नो डिस्कसिंग दिस इशू लाइक आफ्टर द आई'd लाइक टू गो इनटू अ ब्रेक नाउ, बट आफ्टर दैट आई'd लाइक टू गेट सम ऑफ द यंग पीपल इन हियर,
देयर ऑल दिस यंग पीपल, मेनी ऑफ देम आई एम श्योर आर नॉट मैरिड, I don't think they're thinking in this manner that, you know, once I get married, my target is 1, 2, 3.
No, 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 I'm sure they're not. But what do they think about how the country needs to go forward and, you know, about jobs? Jobs is a big issue. And like Mr. Yeah, so we'll just hear from them. Time for us to slip into a short break. We'll be back with more. Welcome back. You're watching We the People, and we're discussing India's population problem. Baba Ramdev thinks there should be a two-child policy. Chandrababu Naidu is very concerned about the falling birth rates in Andhra Pradesh. But we'd like to ask some of the young people here what they think about this issue. Let's get a few questions in.
My question is, like, you know, the world is moving towards robotics. Robots are taking place of human beings. But India at present is still tackling the issue of how to use a human resource, how to create employment. So how are we ready, and to what extent are we ready to fight that in the coming decades?
Okay, well, I'll just get a few more questions and we'll take it to you.
Hello, sir. Hello, ma'am. My name is Shaudhay Gupta. So back in 1970s, our former prime minister, to tackle the problem of population, did mass sterilization of men.
Forced
installation. So, and it resulted in outbreak in the country, and people started seeing family planning as a threat to them. So don't you think that two-child policy is also like a similar situation, could lead to a similar situation in the country?
So you think you can't force people Sona, and of course emergency and the forced sterilizations, yes. How bad, like, it really set back India's population policy,
yes.
Because nobody wanted to talk about it, just brought back memories of emergency.
Absolutely. So I would completely agree that I'm forcing anything on people, and we are a democracy, so we shouldn't be doing it in the first place. But forcing any kind of a two-child policy is not really going to be effective. There will be a backlash, and we've seen that earlier.
To answer the young lady who just asked a question, you know, when you talk of robotics and human resources not being utilized, you know, we are in a time frame where, you know, everything is going on simultaneously in this country. You cannot leave one thing. You cannot even do away with robotics, because automation is required in sectors, even in the high areas of health and things like that. The surgeries are being done, highly precision surgeries. So you can't, you know, exclude one thing or the other. Human resources development has to go on side by side with computation and automation.
But also, if I may add one thing here, which also you'd like to ask the question.
Go ahead.
That point is regarding robotics. Just look at it. The people who are spearheading the robotics revolution across the world happen to be Indians.
Yeah.
A number of Indian scientists.
Let this young man ask a question. Go ahead.
If that is the case, that is why I'm saying that the future generation of Indians has the brains to tackle
this
issue.
Again, you're saying we need to harness this massive population. Yes, go ahead with the question.
Yeah. Hello, sir. I'm Lakshay. So I wanted to ask that having a uniform policy for the whole country, will that not hurt the minorities or the segments of the societies that are not growing? Like, we have the South Indian states that are increasing their, that have a little slow growth of their population. Won't that having a, you know,
uniform policy? Already saying one size fits all we can't have. And
so that's what we answered. You know, it has to be locally tackled and region specific and community specific.
And if I may give a specific answer. You know, as was mentioned, the Parsi community has been declining and has become afraid of even extinction. So therefore, a different policy. And earlier, when the Planning Commission was looking in these things, they said, well, so far as growth of population is concerned, we can't encourage it in any case. But then rethought. So these things will be thought about and policies will be made. And that is why I'm suggesting, and we are agreeable, that there should be a policy in this matter. And in that policy, these issues should also be addressed.
All right, let's get in more questions.
Good evening, everyone. Sir, जैसा कि बाबा रामदेव ने कहा कि जो दो से ज्यादा जिनके बच्चे होंगे उनका वोट देने का अधिकार छीन लिया जाए और गवर्नमेंट सर्विस
उनका सजेशन है जी
ऐसा लेकिन उनके लिए कहना है कि जो ये ही नहीं चाहते कि हमारा बच्चा हो बड़ा होकर गवर्नमेंट सर्विस करे और वोट देना ही नहीं चाहते उनके लिए क्या कहना चाहेंगे
अच्छा जो वोट देना ही नहीं चाहेंगे ऑल राइट
वो तो उनका राइट है
आई थिंक देखिए ऑल दीज आर जस्ट आइडियाज बीइंग थ्रोन आउट बिकॉज़ दे डोंट नो हाउ टू टैकल दिस प्रॉब्लम डोंट टेक दिस एज रिकॉर्डिंग वर्सेस देयर कुड बी यूनिफॉर्म कैंपेन्स इवेंचुअली आई कैन टेल यू दिस दैट द हार्डेस्ट जॉब इन द वर्ल्ड इज बीइंग अ 19 ईयर ओल्ड वुमन हु हैज अ इन्फेंट एंड इज नॉट एजुकेटेड एंड शी हैज टू डिसाइड व्हाट न्यूट्रिशन व्हाट इम्यूनाइजेशन व्हाट डॉक्टर Right, and more than a crore women go through this. So in this, people who do not have a good understanding of the problem are coming up with fast solutions. But there are no fast solutions. There has to be continuous campaigns and objectives, and those objectives have to be local. No state can say that, you know, we are a state that has the ideal model. We have cracked the ideal model. The ideal models are obviously Kerala, for example, where women education is very high, and it has other social positives that also impact population growth.
All right, a young girl has a question.
Yes. Hi, my name is Kanishka. So the question I have is regarding Mahatma Gandhi's moralistic perspective towards this issue. He said that self-control is the best contraceptive. So if this if something like this can be proposed, and how can this be implemented so well that people's mindset has changed towards this attitude?
You know, self-control, not at our age. We passed the thing. It's especially with the younger generation. You know, I mean, you have a right to enjoy. You have a right to, but then this is beyond that right. Once you settle down in life, or even if you don't settle in life, you want to have children. You know, that is an issue about choice, not self-control. This is about choice that
you
have to make.
Right, and I think family planning measures and awareness and women having access to...
Please remember, national resources are limited.
All right. Well, yes, go ahead.
Okay, ma'am. I'm Aishwarya. I just want to ask this, ki the current situation, what we are having in India, like, still people are under below poverty line, they don't have basic amenities, and if we don't... if we don't put up that two-child policy, then I think that there can be a civil war. It may lead to civil war as people won't get that basic necessities, what they need, basic amenities.
So she thinks we do need some sort of really hard measure
policy,
in place because the population
is
exploding.
Policy,
right?
Policy with both incentives and disincentives. A perfect balance of these two probably can have right kind of motivational or deterrence.
Okay, Sona, I think... try first with providing the services, please. I mean, if you're not providing them the basic services, if you are providing the services and they're still not taking it, then there is
So she's clearly worried. She's saying we don't
can
have enough resources.
Can
it's
we
going
wait?
To lead
no,
to more anger. Already north,
see,
south, we're seeing this
Gargi,
sort of
the
issue
is, can we wait? All these things can be simultaneously done. That's what I'm saying. Facilities, incentives, disincentives, you know, educating the poor, you know, empowering the women, all these have to go on simultaneously.
All right.
We cannot
Mr. Rao, you wanted to say something?
No, she has a good point, because what is happening, we have seen the reports, recent Oxfam report, or even before that, Piketty, the leading economist, what he is saying, the inequality is growing. Where is the inequality growing? Is it in the higher population states, or is it in the prosperous states? Today, already the per capita income difference between the northern, some of the weaker
right.
states like... is
all
more
right,
than
well,
lack
I'm completely
of rupees,
out of time
which is
now.
Not
sorry
good for
about
the country.
That. Yes, so the north south divide. Yes. But I think what we are all agreed upon is that yes, education is the key. Awareness, education, especially education and awareness and accessibility to medicine among women. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you. Goodbye.